escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want to flesh out a little bit more about this Steph Diggs, if you wouldn't mind, TC.
Yeah, I think we're starting to see a little bit of smoke, and I base it not on the pink baggie or the when you showed up at practice. Maybe he had an upset stomach. You never know. I base it on a stance that Diggs put forth today on the heels of Todd Downing's comments that makes me perk up to see if there's a looming pissing contest coming.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Tommy Curran just a few minutes earlier with us here on WEEI Afternoons. A lot of football, a lot of Patriots talk today. Red Sox are off, heading home. We will be down at Fenway Park tomorrow, 2-6 for WEEI Afternoons as they return home. They need a little home cooking to right the ship where they've been a good baseball team. But football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So we've referenced this a couple times here in the show, but Mike Vrabel was asked about it. We just had Ted ask Tom Curran about it, Stephon Diggs. Well, Stephon Diggs went on Scoops Nation podcast with Diana Rossini, and it was a sit-down, like a 10-minute interview. It was sort of interesting. There were a variety of questions asked of Stephon Diggs, but it seems like the one that sparked the most interest certainly sparked Phil Perry to ask Mike Vrabel, who then kind of gave Phil a hard time about buying what Diggs was selling. So let's start with this cut from Stephon Diggs where Rossini asked him, is he going to be ready for week one?
You obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got, I'm sure you're on a timeline, right, where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good. But overall, you feel like you're moving
I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like we just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right?
100%.
That's the goal as the team right now.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
What the hell's he talking about? So, Dan Ball, you put in the rundown Diggs' shady answer.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's shady.
Why not?
If it's intent. Like, because I didn't feel. It felt.
Shady.
Felt like he didn't even, to be honest, like, what does he think the word excited means? I'm not too excited about it. The coaches aren't too excited about it. Like,
That's about the textbook definition of shady to me, guys. I don't know.
I just think he misspoke and used a word that means something a little different to him than it means to the rest of the world.
Well, no, was he not shady? Did he give you a definitive answer that he was going to be playing? I mean, he's
coy.
Okay.
Elusive.
Well, coy is not too far from shady.
I think shady is intentionally like being weird or something. I don't know.
That didn't feel intentional to you?
I think he's trying to avoid getting in trouble with his coach is what I think he's trying to do.
Yeah,
and not executing very well. I'll give you that. My takeaway is he's going to play in week one.
Of course.
Like, that's what I think. And I think Vrabel told you that when Phil brought it up. And Vrabel's like, you bought that? You're believing him? I think we all see with our own eyes. Mm-hmm. He's out there. He's healthy. Are they managing him? Yes.
He's out there. Is he producing? Is he much of a factor at all?
No, but at times he's a factor.
Not enough times.
And that is a concern, but that's my greater concern in a way with the whole passing game, where I think the intermediate portion of the passing game is going to be a concern. The dump-offs to Travion Henderson and the screens, okay, we got those. We can throw the ball down the field. Can we execute sort of the intermediate passing game? And I think that's where he's going to make his money. And I haven't seen enough of that.
Damn Skippy. I mean, you got reports from Phil saying that he's doesn't know where to line up on 7-on-7. And I think Tom was alluding to this but without really saying it, but I think what he really wanted to say is he's been around the league for a long time. He's not a dumb guy. Is he really doing the studying that he used to do? Is he committed to learning the offense like he needs to? My guess is he's been in so many different offenses, and at this point in his career, you know, he doesn't want to probably learn, which my guess is the Josh McDaniels offense is probably the most advanced offense he's had to learn his whole career.
Probably.
At the end of his career, and he's probably like, man, I just wanted to make a little bit of extra money and sail into the sunset, and now I got to learn all these new things. And you know what? Shoot, man. I don't feel like doing that right now kind of thing.
So what's going to happen? Is he going to pull a Reggie White on us? Is he going to pull a Torrey Holt? Like, whoa, this is way more work than I thought.
No, Reggie Wayne. I was like, Reggie White.
Reggie White,
told him.
I don't think, I remember what Reggie was getting paid, but it's probably not as much.
No. And I think his ego still wants to be a good receiver. Like, the question of how much he's investing in the effort to become a good receiver. And he wants to make the money. You know, on paper, it looks like a $69 million deal. It's not, but on paper, it looks like $69 million for he and Cardi B to share in the next 3 years. But there was also a Todd Downing quote. There was a couple Todd Downing quotes, actually, because it's funny. Greg Bedard brought one up to Vrabel that was different than one we talked about. And one we talked about kind of alluded to Stephon Diggs having to learn the offense, as you just alluded to. And am I wrong? I don't know anything necessarily, Ted. You're the football guy, so you're going to explain it to me. He played for Brian Daboll in Buffalo, correct?
Yeah.
Because I thought Josh McDaniels and Brian Daboll have similar career paths. They were together at Michigan State and New England.
Run the same offense.
So is it very different? Any similarity?
I get the sense they're very different.
Okay. Because I was kind of thinking, he was in Daboll's offense. That'll help him in Josh's offense. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's different enough where it is giving him a little bit of a challenge.
But this Todd Downing thing is interesting. And basically, what he said was that, you know, the Diggs needs to be, you know, currently needs to, you know, kind of just adapt to the process of learning the Patriots system. He emphasized that Diggs is working hard during the reps and making plays, but highlighted the importance of separating results from the process, meaning that if Diggs doesn't have a high volume of catches in a particular practice, doesn't necessarily indicate he isn't performing his role effectively and getting open. What does that tell you? That tells you this is a guy that can maybe mope, put his head down when he's not active. And that's Josh McDaniels. The last thing he wants to do is throw a ton of footballs to one player. He likes to spread the ball around, and that's just how he's going to do it. So you're already seeing signs of a guy that isn't happy with maybe the role of what he sees himself in this offense.
Which is problematic because we don't even know what the role is yet. You're in practices. You're not even really taking part in every 11-on-11 to worry about that. Although there have been practices where it felt like, and maybe this was actually calculated by either the coaches or by Drake May or both, there's definitely been practices where I felt like they were forcing the ball to Stephon Diggs. Where it seemed like every drill, the first two throws went to Stephon Diggs.
Right.
And it caught my eye. And, if he's open, it's fine. If he's just the guy getting open, right, and he's the number one read on the play, and if it's natural, right? But if it's, he's already moping, we got to get him involved in this 7-on-7 drill, that's a concern. And that goes back to, I think, something we've talked about. And Rossini actually asked him about, I think she phrased it as the drama of his career previously.
Yeah.
Rossini asked him, and here's what he had to say.
What is your thought when people say that Stephon Diggs comes with drama?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously take it with a grain of salt. The many teams that I've had been on, the players on your team and the coaches will tell you that I'm a professional, I work hard. They've never doubted that. You know what I'm saying? They've never doubted it. Was I a good player, or was I a professional? Did I work hard? Did I approach the game the right way? They've never said that. If they call me diva because I wanted the ball or wanted something like that, I'm literally willing to take that. You know what I'm saying? As a receiver, you should want the ball. But other than that, as far as like character-wise, I've been a great teammate. I've treated everybody like family. I treat everybody like brothers. So I take it with a grain of salt, and I got big shoulders. Like, I'm willing to take it. Like, I'll take what comes with this game. I love this game, so I'm willing to lay it out on the line for it. But as far as, like, those relationships that I have built and those people that I know personally that know me, they know my character.
That made me think of the Randy Moss quote. Remember when Randy Moss said, I got big shoulders. You can put the earth on these shoulders, right? He was traded, like, a week later. He was gone.
But I don't have any issue with what he said at all in this interview thus far.
He's not
getting out over his skis. He's not making promises, and he's also not coming across as unlikable.
I don't think he ever comes across as unlikable.
Well,
that's the thing.
These interviews?
Does he ever come across as unlikable?
No, he is so smooth with his sound bites. That's why it's dangerous. That's why the question on the floor was, did we fall for the trap?
Yeah,
did we take the bait? Could also, I'm not saying it's going to be, oh my God, 181 yards against the Jets week one. He was laying in wait all preseason. I think the excited thing is him definitely saying, like, we're not getting too amped up just yet. Like, you know, like he's like, of course they're excited. They're excited to get out. He's excited to get on the field. He's not making predictions that are going to get him, you know, he's not saying burn some cash. He's not saying we're going to win more games than last year.
But it's also different. No dummy. I agree with you. I think he answers these questions well. Pretty much all of them, he kind of says the right thing. He kind of lures you in, slowly pulling that rope. But I also have the image in my mind of him screaming at Josh Allen on the sideline. It's like, so I know, yes, you should want the ball. Absolutely. Every receiver, everybody that goes out there should think, I'm going to get open, and he's going to throw me the ball, and I'm the best. But if it turns into you having a hissy fit on the sideline that is making life on the offensive coordinator, life on the quarterback more difficult, that's where it crosses over, right?
That's it. And you got to differentiate, you know, an interview with Diana Rossini where he's going to give you his best. He's going to be charming. He's going to be engaging. You know what? Sometimes those guys are the problems behind the scenes, are the charming guys. The ones that, you know, he was voted basically the least guy you'd ever want to date your sister, right?
Yes, he was.
And that's because of all the charm and charisma. Charm and charisma? Watch out for charm and charisma guys, right?
Mm-hmm. So do you have an example of that from your playing career? Maybe like a guy that we all from the outside thought was Mr. Charm and Charisma? And you don't have to answer if you don't want to put it in the spot.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
But you have guys where you think, the media really eats that up.
Yeah.
The fans really eat that
definitely
up.
Definitely. A lot of guys like that, that if you only knew what they were really like behind closed doors, you would be shocked.
Because one example comes to mind for me that I don't want to use because I don't want to compare Stephon Diggs to this guy.
Yeah.
But there was a certain murderer who had a lot of charm.
Yeah.
And when I interviewed him, I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. He sells you.
And here's the thing. It's like in the drama, Steph might not do something that's like this big, one big kind of thing where you're like, oh, man, you got to get rid of this guy. But it's these little things. The pink baggie. Okay. And it, just isolated by itself, not a big deal. But when you add it up to, you know, he was late for commander's practice. He has to be throwing the football early in these 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s. He doesn't know where to line up at times, according to Phil Perry. He hasn't talked to the media in the last 3 weeks. He hasn't really been involved that much in Vikings joint practice. Like, add up all of it, and then you go, oh, man, is he really worth it? It's not isolated one-on-one kind of things. You go, yeah, that's a one-off. But when you start to add up, then you go, okay, is this guy really, is he going to be worth it? We'll see.
And clearly the most important relationship, the root relationship, is whatever one he is building or has built with Drake May, right? Like that's you know. If Josh Allen's okay with whatever Diggs is doing on the sideline, then who am I to criticize it from my couch or from the stands, right? So Diana Rossini asked Stephon Diggs about his quarterback and how that's going.
What's he good at right now? Like where are you like, okay.
I don't want to say he's good at nothing, but he's good at pretty much everything. He can throw the ball. His job is to throw the ball. I feel like he throws the ball extremely well. We missed a couple today, and receivers always take the blame for it. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it's supposed to go. Like, there's no such thing as a bad ball. So for me,
that's how you build that relationship. But he's a hell of a kid, and he's going to be a good quarterback. I just want him to, you know, take it one day at a time, just like we all do.
So that part
not effusive.
No.
I don't feel like any of his Drake May's teammates are like, man, this guy is going to be special.
No, not like the media.
Like Pop Douglas is one of those guys. I think he's over the moon for him, but I think that's because he and Pop have a connection, and Pop knows he's going to get fed this year.
And other coaches around the league, when they played Drake May last year, were like Mike McDaniel, Sean McVay, were effusive in their praise. But I don't hear that type of tone with his own coaches or teammates.
And Stephon Diggs confused me again. I don't want to say he's good at – what do you say? I don't want to say he's good at nothing.
I don't want to say he's good at nothing.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, I was hearing that. I'm like, I don't think he's trying to throw his quarterback under a bus. I think there's a few times here where maybe his word choice was not exactly what his PR person would have told him to
use. Do you think Jaden Daniels' teammates talk about Jaden Daniels like the Drake May's teammates are talking about
Drake? They talk about him like he's it.
Yeah.
Like he's the next.
Wait,
is the rest of the league – this is like a broader question now that this Diggs interview is sort of bringing up. Is the rest of the league more in love with Drake May than his own coaches?
Yes, I think so. You know why? Closeness. Like, the more you see something, you see the warts. Like, the other players, the other see the highlights, they see the good, or they played that week, whatever. Whereas, you bring up Jaden Daniels, not only did he have a great year, they won a lot. So, obviously, his teammates are going to be effusive. When I'm with that guy, I go to the NFC title game. You're right. You're damn right I'm going to hang with that guy. It's what we talk about, the turnovers, the wins, and how that all kind of melds together, that Tennessee game. If that had been the one-off.
And I'll be honest, that's the way it should be. Respect should be earned.
100%.
So,
and it doesn't mean he can't earn it, won't earn it. But I did think it was interesting, though, he also didn't really the comment about we missed some throws today, but that's always on the wide receiver.
Yeah.
I was kind of okay with it. Stiz initially took that very differently. Stiz took that as, but it's always the receiver's fault, like this weird passive-aggressive
dig. Yeah,
that's
what he meant.
That was weird. That was weird. Yep.
I don't think that's what he meant, Stiz. But
you keep saying that about Steph Diggs. I don't think he meant to say that. I don't think he meant to say that.
Like
I don't think he meant to say that. Okay, well then, why do we play his audio then?
Well, because I think he's trying to say the right thing. He just didn't say the right thing. Like, I think that is the issue.
Is it possible that maybe he's trying not to say the right thing? Has that ever occurred to you?
Or is he trying to say the right thing and instead is saying the real thing? He's saying the quiet part out loud.
That's a good
we
point.
Missed a couple today, and receivers always take the blame for it.
There's certain guys
that just being a good teammate.
Well, but not a great teammate, because a good teammate would not have us talking about what he means on the radio. Be like, great teammate.
No, I think he's trying to. He's trying to, Nick, to your point. I think there's a couple times where the reality might have slipped out of him.
It's kind of like 7-on-7. He's not executing. He's not lining up just in the right spot where they want him to line up.
Right.
The bigger issue here, though, is, and I think Curran alluded to this, I don't know that he's still Steph Diggs. So he ended this interview, and I don't know if you guys were able to grab the part at the end with so here at the end, they're kind of playing footsie a little bit at the end, just screwing around. And this is what he said. Okay, this is going to be what he said in 1 minute. But he got kind of cocky at the end. After avoiding being cocky and getting himself in trouble, he got a little cocky at the end.
All right, well, this is a show called Scoop City where we like to break stories. We
Shout
like
out
to find
Scoop
all
these. What I got for you?
What do you got? Give me a scoop. Do you want any scoop? Do you have any scoop for me?
I got a scoop for you. I mean, I'm back.
You're back?
There it is.
What do you mean you're back?
I'm back, man.
You're back like...
I'm back, man. I'm back strapping them up.
Are we going to see you week one?
I don't know. It's up in the air right now. You got to take that up with Coach Briggs.
I'll be talking to him tomorrow. The first question out of my mouth. I'm sure I'm going to get a great answer with this big old I ain't telling. Seth, thank you so much for doing the show. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
So I think Cardi's going to like that tone. A little flirty.
They were definitely flirting. Okay, they were definitely flirting.
Yeah, I'd like to scoop your city.
Scoop.
Like, you want a scoop? You got a scoop? We could scoop each other. There was a lot of scoop talk there.
Okay, Diana.
But he said, I give you a scoop. I'm back. He said it twice in sort of a cocky, swaggy way, which is totally different than his answer about, are you going to be ready for week one? I don't know if he's back, and I don't know if he can even get back. That's my question here. All of this talk is meaningless. Is he still a 90-catch, 1,000-yard receiver? Does he still have that in his body, what he is right now?
I mean, you look at him at practice, and you go, yeah, he should be. When you watch him at practice, do you see any hitch in his giddy-up? Do you see anything that he's doing out on the practice field that would suggest he can't be that same guy?
But I also don't see him consistently abusing the defense. Like, physically, he looks fine.
But that's also part of me. They don't have him out there enough to be abusing the defense. It's just they're holding him back. So you're not getting a real kind of preview of what he's maybe capable of doing because they got the bit on him. They're not letting him just run wild.
Let's go to the phone line 617-779-7937 because Rob in Boston wants to react to this Diggs audio. What's up, Rob?
What's up, guys? Hey. Hate to cross sports here, but what's the comparison with Marcus Smart to the Celtics to Steph Diggs to the Pats? In a sense of, like, talented individual, pseudo role player to, like, high ceiling, you know, building a team around other people, i.e. Tatum, Brown, to Drake May. What if in a few years it turns out, and it probably will be just with his age anyways, that, you know, they try to get something going and eventually they have to part ways from Steph Diggs just because of the attitude in the locker room.
Thanks for the call, Rob.
I kind of see what he's going with a little bit.
Steph Diggs now. Because Steph Diggs at his best was better than Marcus.
Marcus was here for 8 years. Right. You know, and people loved him, and he was – but there was a little bit of a fake try-hard guy.
Right.
You know, disingenuousness with Marcus Smart that I think maybe could be put on Steph.
But Steph Diggs was an all-pro receiver. Like, Marcus Smart, I know he won Defensive Player
of the Year.
Yeah, but that's a weird
thing. So are you guys basically telling me and us and the audience at large that we should take the under on Steph Diggs receiving props this year?
I think it's
on the table?
Worth considering. Yeah. So I'm with Ted. When I saw him in person to open camp, I guess, I was like, whoa, he's healthy. He looks good. No hitch in his giddy up. Nothing. But now I'm like, huh. Based on that, I feel like he should be further along in what he's providing for the actual offense in 11-on-11.
But they're not allowing him to.
But why?
I don't know. They're holding Carlton Davis back, and we don't know why. Like they're
and I don't feel good about Carlton Davis either.
They're holding Barmore back.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that either.
Wait till you see week one,
Morgan
baby.
Moses. All the old guys are being held back. I think that's they see it. Look, the fact that he was cleared to play day one of training camp, there's no. Of course he's playing in week one. It won't be a health concern.
Right.
They're holding him back because they feel like he's older. It's a long season, yada, yada. That's the only thing it has to be.
Okay. All right. More reaction to Stephon Diggs' interview with Diana Russini. What do you think Stephon Diggs' role will be this year? Is he back, as he said? Is he an all-pro again? Is he going to catch 100 balls for 1,000 yards? Is he going to be the go-to guy that Drake May needs? Or is maybe he a shell of his former self and his ego may get in the way, and it'll be interesting to see how he blends in with the rest of the team. A little bit of a Stephon Diggs talk up next, as well as more reaction to what the hell is going on the practice field in Minnesota. I think that Fitzy will defend it, and I will criticize it, so maybe we'll get back to a little bit of fighting here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending for you.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I thought he did well. I thought he, you know, it's easy to go into Blender when you're seeing a bunch of this stuff and kind of scrambling and turning one, you know, less than favorable play into a, you know, a real storm. So I didn't see that. I thought he was able to process and we didn't execute all the time, but I didn't see any panic from him. I thought he was able to communicate and get the things that he wanted and then hit some plays because of it. You know, when we blocked him, we were able to make some plays. And then we'll just have to try to see what happens today and continue to go from there.
That was Mike Vrabel earlier today. Happy birthday, Mike. Ted, did you buy your former teammate something for his birthday?
Yeah, no, I didn't get anything for my 52nd. It's number day, number birthday.
Yeah.
Right? So he's 50.
Yeah.
I turned 52 this year. Yeah, so no, I'm good. Mike, what is he? What can I give Mike that he would want for his birthday?
Super Bowl.
I'll see if I can.
I don't think
order
Ted
that
can do
on
that.
Amazon. Yeah, I don't think they have those on Amazon.
Well, what's it? You bottle of wine, beer? What kind? Like, what would he?
What's his poison of choice?
It's just, you know, yeah, light beer.
Yeah.
Miller Lite.
Mike was always had. He had some hookups around the league, but especially in Pittsburgh where he
Pardon
used to
me?
Play. What's that?
You don't mean.
Hookups.
Just tell your story.
Can I finish my story before you start doing all that? Hookups with the alcohol after a game.
Oh, Iron right? City?
In Pittsburgh, and we always had a cooler full of cold brewskis after the game. We get on the bus because Vrabel paid the equipment guys for the Steelers a nice little amount of scroll that they hooked us
nice.
Up.
Nice.
So a cooler full of ICs and IC lights. Nice.
Yeah, man.
Love you it. Know what, Teddy? Brewski with brewskis. Brewskis with brewski?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
What was the name
there?
Of the joint you used to go to down Route 1 all the time?
You had the End Zone Motor Lodge, and then you had, what was the barbecue place that we
yeah,
go
that's
to?
Yeah, that's the one that...
I forget the name of that old barbecue
I
spot.
I heard that was a good time.
It was a lot of fun. The Halloween parties were, I think, the best. But, you know, post-game were always good times. Those were some of our funnest let-loose, let-your-hair-down kind of... times to get together. The best time to party and hang out with your teammates is after a win and you get home from a 1 o'clock game and with enough time to chill, have some food, drink, you know, a few beers and kind of go over the game a little bit. That's the best time to be with your teammates.
What about after a practice that may or may not have gone very well against another team out in Minnesota? Joint practice with the Vikings has wrapped up for the day. We need to review some of the earlier tweets and then some new ones. I'm reading from Mark Daniels' page right now on Twitter. This was one that caught my attention earlier. Through 12 pass plays, I have the Vikings with 3 sacks on Drake May, 2 allowed by Will Campbell, and the other might have been on Wenu. Later on, Fitzy, we got a good and a bad tweet here.
Okay.
A little balance. Drake May just hit Kayshon Booty for a Hail Mary-type touchdown in the two-minute drill. Patriots offense looked rough before that. May was sacked, Moses beat, and then Campbell false-started. But, hey, they scored on a Hail Mary. I'm not sure that's a high percentage play there. Then Mark Daniels recaps sort of the numbers. 10 of 15 for Drake May on practice day 2. 12 of 18 for Josh Dobbs, who also struggled yesterday, in case you were.
Big time. 2 pick sixes, I believe.
And to the point where somebody, I couldn't tell who it was, asked if Dobbs is definitively the backup or if he's competing with Woolridge, the third string.
Shoot,
and Mike,
I think he should be.
Mike kind of said that Dobbs is pretty much the backup there.
Veteran
Vikings
savvy.
won the day. Patriots wide receivers weren't separating during 11-on-11s. They finished strong, though, with the booty TD. This is what worries me. This is what worries me. That right there.
Go ahead.
So they scored on a Hail Mary. That's not sustainable. That's not how you win. Like, no. When you mix that in to what Jaden Daniels did last year and you steal one, but otherwise your offense is good and you're winning games in traditional sense, that's great. But it feels like the Hail Mary, the big play, the deep ball
is what they have.
The wheel route that just breaks free for 60 yards.
Yeah,
busted coverage.
Ted, I know you said, you know, he's going to hit a guy on that this year. Travion Henderson is going to hit a middle linebacker. Like, coverage, whatever.
Yeah.
But can he do it, like, I don't know, 10 of 15 weeks, 11 of 17? Like,
no,
it's not a way to live.
No.
Nor is a Hail Mary to Kayshon Booty. So that's the concern for me, is not that I said it to Curran. I think they can make plays, big plays. I think there might be some fun, like, whoa, moments. And then the other team scores and scores again, and you turn it over, and all of a sudden the whoa is forgotten, and you're down 21-7.
Yeah,
the big play.
I'm reading. We could all play, like, basically Patriots beat guy roulette here. I'm following Doug Kyed. He says that he thought May played pretty well today, not helped out by offensive line or receivers.
Yeah, no.
Both groups having a bad day. It's one thing for Minnesota's pass rush to win the day because we talked about what a good pass rush it was. Minnesota does not have the most vaunted secondary. Good safety play. Very good safeties. But for the Pats to be dropping balls, and here, I know how much you love when I bring up one-on-ones. Guess who was 0-for-4 in one-on-ones today?
I don't know. Douglas.
Steph Diggs.
Steph Diggs was 0-for-4? Didn't catch a ball in one-on-ones?
4-0, it says.
That's like 0-8-0. I mean, 0-8. Like, that's, I double that. Like, Steph Diggs, who's back, he just told us he's back. We listened to it. If you're back, I don't care who you're going against. Was Darrell Revis on the other side? Were you on Revis Island? Because I'm pretty sure he retired like a decade ago. So you weren't on Revis Island.
Oh, no, he won all four. I apologize. Steph Diggs won all four. My apologies. Oh, I'll back that train up. 4-0.
I was like, well, you can't be.
Yeah, not 0-for-4. I read it the wrong way. My apologies.
He
crushed it.
The wide receivers have the advantage in that. So if you go 0-for-4, that would be alarming. But 4-0, that's good.
Kyle Williams is sadly, he had a drop last week in the preseason game, another drop today. He did come in. Everyone talked about the vaunted release package, fastest receiver on the team. He's had a couple dropsies. Got a little early hands antsy going on down there with old Kyle.
Diggs has had some drops, too, and that happens. Like, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but they're searching for consistency in the passing game. That's clear. Will Campbell searching for consistency. Drake May searching for consistency. The wide receivers searching for consistency, and it doesn't seem like really any of them are finding it. I guess Drake May, if you want to take one silver, you want me to do the silver lining thing? I think Drake May has been better than everybody around him so far. I think he's the least of your problems. If you want to turn this in, flip it around and turn this into a silver lining. Am I worried about the receivers getting open and catching the ball? Yes, I am. Am I worried about Drake May being hit because Will Campbell and Wilson can't block up a T.E. stunner? Yes, I am.
Yeah, and Wilson might be losing his job, it sounds like.
Yeah, but to who?
Ben Brown.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see that.
I get it. I just think there was he's kind of cooled off a little bit is all I'm hearing and from the last couple of days.
Yeah, so
Ben Brown is getting more starter reps than Jared Wilson is right now.
Yeah, Ben Brown, who arrived on like a Thursday and played pretty well last year.
In the 10 games he played in, he was pretty good. Yeah.
But I just have my concern. Like, I almost could have embraced.
He's more of a pro. He's been in the pros a lot longer than Jared Wilson has.
100%. But the one thing that I could embrace, Ted, with the young guys is what Curran tried to sell you on last week. Remember when he said two rookies and you said feast? And he said, well, but what if they start to get better? Like, you know what I mean? There's a positivity.
There's always a what if.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's
the
negative one now? I was posing a positive there. Yes, Dan Ball.
I would like to double down on my stance from earlier this week that with the offensive line at this state, I don't know why they're not trying Jared Wilson at his natural position of center.
Correct.
Yes.
Which is what we've been begging for days, if not weeks,
I don't
here
get
on
it.
This program.
Which also, Bradbury and Brown versus that option, I don't get it.
Which also allows you, as I said
harder
then.
Harder position, maybe?
In a way, it is.
In but Josh's system.
It's also the theory is like you can kind of protect him between two veterans, maybe.
You can, usually.
So we can go rookie, veteran, rookie, stagger instead of lining up a wall of rookies to just put a like kick me sign on for the other team.
Can he snap the shotgun snap?
Well, there's been issues with that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's
been
not good. If
that.
You can't snap the shotgun snap, but where you don't. I don't know if you want him as your center.
And I also would have questions, or maybe Josh would have questions. So Josh's offense puts a lot on the quarterback, but the quarterback and the center still have to be on the same page and to have a quarterback who's trying to figure it out and now a rookie center who's trying to figure
it
out.
It's too much.
That might be a little too much. Too much bad.
Too much right now.
Yeah. So, Fitzy, you got any positivity? We're seeking here. We're seeking a little.
Well, here's a nice
kicking
handshake.
Did they hit any field goals?
Yeah. Well, there's a really nice handshake between Mike Vrabel and Justin Jefferson.
Oh, so we got that going for us. The other team has a number one receiver. In fact, the other team has the number one receiver they got when they traded away Stephon Diggs. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, by all accounts, it seems like Drake May was good, not great today. The line stunk. Minnesota won on all the levels today.
Yeah, Pop Douglas I saw had a couple drops. Add him to that, which concerns me. And I know Edelman and others had drops, but in that volume position, I don't want to hear that. I was trying to count on you as the go-to guy. So that's my positive spin is Drake May is the least of your problems.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a positive or a negative, but he's the least of your problems now.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, I would rather them go to Minnesota and go up against a very good football team that's got a chaotic defense that's going to confuse this offense and make them look bad at times than going against some crappy team and looking good. I would rather I want them to feel overwhelmed. I want them to be exhausted when they leave. I want them to come away with so much tape that they can learn from that they have no other choice than to get better. Like, they will be better from this experience, even though aesthetically, it hasn't been fun to look at.
That's what I said earlier, but it resonates better when you hear it from the former football player.
So how will your guy handle it? Because I know one of the he's compared to Parcells a lot in style. They like to compare him as sort of a manipulator. And so does that mean he'll have to build his team back up? If they get whooped for a couple days, they'll have to be a little
love
like,
them up.
Pat
love
on
them
the
up.
Back.
And that's it. You want to see your team kind of go down and then see if they can build themselves back up. I mean, that process, a lot of people just individually can't do it. Can you team collectively do it? Do you have the leaders to do it? They will reveal themselves. And so then you start becoming more of a team by overcoming your struggles and obstacles that you experienced early in the season.
And they've certainly had some of those the last couple of days. They even had another fight that Mike Vrabel tried to get in to break up. Yep. I don't know if he actually got bloodied this time around. That would be a tough one on your birthday.
On your birthday?
You got to break up a fight. All of a sudden, you come out with a black eye or blood on your lip.
I feel like that'd be his perfect day.
He probably
actually, in
like
a lot
it.
Of ways, he'd be like, I got the best gift possible.
Hardo Vrabel.
Another
like
scrape.
You know, the way, that's what I'd give him for his birthday. Just a forearm shiver to the chest or like a two-gap. He loves that. He would love that. One note that I read that I'm not happy with. The second week in a row, the opponent in the preseason game's quarterback will not be playing.
Yeah. I don't like that.
What the hell? This guy didn't play at all last year, and you're holding him out of these preseason games?
Yeah, I don't.
Because they're
it.
Nervous about that knee. They don't want him to get hurt again.
Yeah, but then okay.
He's got to play at some point.
Like, and he could have got hurt today. He's out there against the Patriots today. Like, stuff happens.
Well,
remember that time Tom Brady got carted off because some Bucks guy went to the ground and took out his knee, and it was like this big controversy in joint practices? Like, it can happen. Doesn't he have to play football? Like, he's never played before. Time for him to play football, and I would like to actually see Drake May step on the field with a Jaden Daniels or with a J.J. McCarthy, and more importantly, the defense get a chance to defend. So now the Patriots' defense is not going to defend Jefferson, is not going to defend J.J. McCarthy. Like, so we're getting...
Well, this is a defense. It's, the backup is Sam Howell, who gave the Patriots' defense from a couple years ago fits, so...
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to what's going on the practice fields of Minnesota. Yesterday was an up-and-down day. Today seems like it was a down day. Seems like the defense got shredded and the offense got killed by the pass rush yet again. Up next, we got to talk about some audio. Chris Sims, Mike Florio, breaking down the Tom Brady statue and the discussion of what statue should be next. This is some really interesting statue audio that even Ted Johnson can embrace. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That was Mike Florio, and I was listening to this. Well, no, it's definitely weird, and he definitely defined it, because I was yelling in my car, Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan, who has a statue in United Center in Chicago and owned Charlotte. I think he's since sold the team. I don't think he's actually the owner anymore, but, you know, he did own a team in the league. He was
still
the real
different.
Oh, it's definitely different.
They might have a statue. Did Jordan come back and... You know, for Michael Jordan night and
no,
come
the
back
timing
the following
was a little
year
different.
For a statue and then come back the next year for something else. And
that statue's amazing. Know. I forgot how good that one is.
The Jordan one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But is it weird? Everything Tom Brady's done for the last X number of years feels weird sometimes.
I mean, this whole kind of franchise has got some weirdness to it, man.
Right.
If we're being honest.
And even the speech. I know the speech got some people riled up when he's making fun of Jets fans. Well, as the owner of the Raiders, but also as the color commentator who will be doing Jets games eventually. At some point, they'll cross paths. Like, just his layers of pick a lane and skate. If you want to be an owner, just go be an owner. There was even blowback.
He doesn't want to pick a lane. He wants to break barriers.
I saw there was even blowback from, is it Wayne Rooney, the soccer guy who was the coach?
Yeah.
He was ticked
Sorry,
off.
I've been trying to get.
Yes. He was ticked off that Tom called him out and said his team was lazy, and he was lazy because he was kind of fat or whatever was going on there.
Tom's calling everybody out.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler's being called out.
Yeah, like,
Wayne Rooney's being called out.
Maybe just, I don't know.
He's got opinions on everything these days.
Call out an occasional quarterback on a broadcast. Do your actual job.
That would be nice.
Right.
That would be nice.
Your $37 million a year job. Maybe just criticize one person in that and don't worry about all the other criticisms you seem to be lobbying
about. Sign off on that one.
Because that is supposed to be one of his primary jobs, right? I would think Fox
to call
believes,
out and analyze others.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, I think Fox probably believes if I give you $37 million, like, this is
$370 million,
but I mean, per year.
Per year.
Like, this is one of your primary jobs. Like, you're going to focus on this and try to do this really well.
I would think so, yes.
I would hope, especially since they have a new streaming service like everybody else, and I saw them using Brady as, like, a face to try to sell the app or the streaming service, whatever. The next question, or the next piece of audio we have here. So this is Pro Football Talk Podcast, Chris Sims, Mike Florio.
I thought this was a really good discussion.
Discussing statues, and the next question they ask obviously involves, should another statue be in Foxborough?
Since we're going down this path, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Should there be a Bill Belichick statue on the other side of the stadium?
Of course. I mean, without a doubt, yes. I mean, none of that happens. Brady doesn't happen. Nothing happens up there without Bill Belichick. right? I mean, again, I know Brady is the man. He was better than he got credit for coming out of Michigan and all that. But, yeah, I am a huge believer in that everything there goes back to Bill Belichick. And he made Brady into what he is, the leader, the player, all that. It was in there with him, but like we talk about all the time, sometimes you got to have somebody bring it out of you, right? Michigan didn't see in him to think he was that special. But so, yes, Belichick 100%. But I don't know when that's going to happen because, you know, him and Kraft seem to be going back at each other with passive aggressiveness here over the last few years.
Yeah, passive aggressiveness, some just flat out aggressiveness, I would say, between those two. So Ted, Chris Sims' reaction was, yeah, Belichick deserves a statue. Thoughts?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see him maybe deserving it, yeah. But it won't happen. It's not going to happen.
Not anytime soon.
I think Tom's more deserving of a statue than Bill, but that doesn't mean Bill's not deserving of recognition as well.
Right.
Still should have been the three of them. I think maybe
in one statue, you mean?
Yeah, just sort of like the cover of the alternate cover of the Dynasty book, just something remembering like the trio was so important to the success of the organization.
But doesn't that sort of diminish the honor you're bestowing on Brady?
Yes,
like, that's where I get back to that Dion thing. Dion thinks he belongs in a higher Hall of Fame than just the regular one. Tom Brady belongs on the highest rung of whatever the Patriots are going to honor you.
Should Phil Jackson be with Michael Jordan? And who was the general manager at the time or the owner of the...
Jerry K-word.
Yeah. So it would be weird if I think all three of them were up there. Like, you can't...
Right. If you want to put... And I actually think in a weird way, now people would fight... This would be very controversial. But if you end up doing the three of them, let's just say... You have future expansion in mind, that same spot. Brady should be in the middle and taller. I could see like a shorter Belichick and Kraft. So Brady's is 17 feet when you include the pedestal.
The base, yeah, the pedestal.
So theirs should be like 10 or 12 feet total.
You think they'd be okay with that?
Nope.
No way.
And that's where egos get involved. I would like to think they are, because Bill says on the record all the time, I've never made one tackle or thrown one pass or any of that.
So humble. So humble.
You don't believe him?
He just oozes humility, doesn't he?
But no, he does not. He does not at all. But that, I think, would be appropriate because Tom Brady should stand taller than the other two. I know Robert Kraft, technically, you're the owner and you paid both of them. But the reality is the game was won on the field.
RKK should get some credit, not even close to the credit that Tom gets, and I think Bill should get a lot of credit, but not even close to the credit that Tom gets. Tom's by far and away the main reason the championships came.
And I do think eventually, I think in my lifetime, although I am on the other side of halfway done, that there will be three statues there. I just don't know the order of operations.
Who gets it first, Kraft or Belichick? Kraft?
I would say Kraft, but I don't feel great about that one because I think he is now sensitive and aware to.
Yeah.
Ever since the Hall of Fame stuff and pushing it too hard.
If he puts a statue of himself up,
it's a bad look.
Can you imagine what the Hall of Fame committee would think of that?
You can't do that. So in a weird way, it probably has to be posthumously that gets put up by Jonathan.
Yep.
And I don't know how much Jonathan loves Bill. In fact,
it ain't ever going to happen. There's not going to be a Bill Belichick statue. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Doesn't that feel like wrong, though? If you're a Patriots fan and you go there and you look at Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, don't you say,
no.
Feels like there's something missing here.
If it's Kraft and just Tom, that's weird. If it's just Tom, to me, that's fine.
So maybe that's the answer. Maybe just stick with Tom.
Leave it as is.
I'm okay with that.
Maybe just make his head bigger.
Well, I think that's done. That would be weird if they
just
like
in the middle of the night and put a new one on.
Just inflate it a little bit, like they used to do with the old helmets, where you put a needle in the back of it and just pump the thing up. And one more quick piece of audio here: who is more important, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick?
I don't know what Brady would have been without Belichick. We saw one example of it though after 20 years in the NFL. You can't say Brady would have been a Super Bowl winning quarterback from the get go. Just because he won a Super Bowl in his first year after he had been formed by the influences of Bill Belichick.
Yeah, right.
If he never encounters Belichick, is he a Super Bowl winning quarterback? I don't know. If Belichick never encounters Brady, is he a Super Bowl winning coach?
Fair.
I'm less confident about that than I am about Brady becoming a Super Bowl champion.
There we go, 10%.
Yeah, I don't usually get along with sort of the views of Mike Florio, but I think he nailed it. Just because Brady won at the end, That was after he had been coached by theoretically a good coach for a long time. So that doesn't mean he would have won immediately or early in his career with a different coach.
I disagree with that.
No, and you can, yeah.
Tom was the four-string quarterback his rookie year. How much FaceTime was he having with the head coach? And then early, and then he comes in the few games into the second year, and he's like this madman at practice. I didn't see, you know, Belichick working a lot with Tom Brady before he finally got his mm-hmm. opportunity to play. I didn't. Mm-hmm. So to sit there and say he was molded by Belichick before he even started playing, I think is not true.
I do believe, though, if Tom Brady had never aligned with Bill Belichick, I don't think Bill would have ever had a Super Bowl ring. In fact, he might have been fired and gone the way of just a forgotten NFL coach who had good defensive coordinator run with the Giants and Lawrence Taylor back in the day.
Well, there's your answer, man.
617-779-7937, reacting to the statue talk. It's Belichick, it's Brady. The question that just never goes away, especially here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, it is 5 o'clock. That means it's time for The Drive.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.